Since 1988, with the exception of a small downturn when legendary coach Lute Olson got sick, the University of Arizona men's basketball program has been one of the best in the country. Now, after a decade's absence, the Wildcats are again the top-ranked team in the nation. U of A Athletic Director Greg Byrne says the impact around Tucson is noticeable.
Obviously, as a community and a university and as a state, we take a lot of pride in our men's basketball program. We have great history, and as we do for many of our sports down here.
Greg, how much of an impact have you been able to have in the Phoenix area? You've got, obviously, a lot of alumni up here. You've also got a market that some feel is saturated by pro sports. Can U of A basketball, can U of A football really make inroads up here?
I think we have. I think we can. We played games up in Phoenix. At football, we're scheduled to play BYU in 2016 out in Glendale. We expect a full house for that. Phoenix is certainly a central part of what we do because we have so many alums up there. We have a lot of fans. We have a lot of students that come down here to the U of A.
You announced there'll be some renovations at McHale Center. Would that have been in the works regardless of the team having a renaissance? Was that something that's been a long-term plan?
Yeah, we've been working on it for quite a while, and obviously having our program be ranked number one in the country at the same time, too, certainly was an added bonus for us, and I think because of that, got us some more attention, both on the state and national level, that we're working on this. And I think the things you're going to be seeing from the renovations we're working on will be a great balance between nice improvements for our fans and then great improvements for our student-athletes as well.
U of A's men's basketball program in particular has been a powerhouse for 25 years for sure. Is there a feeling that U of A has gotten the respect it deserves with the Dukes and North Carolinas, Connecticut's, that kind of thing?
Everybody can look at that differently. What I will tell you that the people I'm talking to nationally, both from a media standpoint, from a industry standpoint, and also just things we're on the radar screen for the future, I got a proposal on my desk right now that involves our basketball program for a number of years down the road that involves, you know, four of the top programs in the country, and one of them is us. And so I think we're certainly recognized on the same platform as many of the elite programs in the country, and we want that to continue.
The fact that you guys are number one, are we going to be seeing you more on the national stage?
Yeah, we have a great contract with ESPN and Fox, and I mean, I think we're going to be on ESPN more than any other team in the Pac-12 this year. And we also are playing a very challenging non-conference schedule. You can't buy that type of branding. I mean, that to be able to get your university on national television for that many hours, and that's very valuable for obviously for our basketball program, our university, and I think for our state as well.
Greg Byrne, athletic director at the U of A. The university's men's basketball team is ranked number one in the country, just ahead of Mark Brody's alma mater, Syracuse.